In the last video, we dove into practice and why it's so important and literally one of the most important steps for getting comfy on camera and making better videos. Leading off from there, we're going to talk about one thing that can keep people from doing those practice videos in the first place. And of course, that thing is fear. And we are going to dive into how to transform fear into fabulous. So let's start with like the mechanics of fear and why it's there in the first place. Those butterflies you get in your stomach and you feel like, you know, you're like you're a gazelle and you're in the savannah. You are detecting something funky is going on and oh, lo and behold, it could be a lion hiding in that grass, right? That's really where that fear comes from. That fight or flight instinct comes from back in the day when we were out hunting, being hunter-gatherers, and we had to protect ourselves from, you know, the wild beasts in the forest. It's an old school instinct, and a lot of times for people it shows up when there is no clear and present danger. It's all up in your head, it's the psychology, your mind is freaking out. So what's that about? Like, where does that come from? Well, here's the thing. Fear comes when we are not feeling safe. So whether that is physically we don't feel safe, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we don't feel safe. Our bodies just don't know the difference. So we can have that fight or flight feeling come up. We feel like we want to run. We start sweating. We get really hot. Our heart's racing. Our stomach's in a knot. And you're just sitting in your living room with a camera facing you. There's no lion, you know, there's no bear at the door knocking, trying to get in. So fear is trying to keep you safe. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a theory that I've used in my writing for scripts. And it's also something that you can use in your business when you're making your videos. And this pyramid essentially shows you how you progress through your needs in life. And it's 100% applicable when it comes to making videos. You start off with your physical needs, and this is really about keeping yourself healthy and vital for when you're making your videos so that you're able to physically do them properly. And that's all up to you to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. And when your physical needs are taken care of, then you can move on up to the safety needs. And this is where a lot of entrepreneurs get stuck, is they get stuck in the safety needs. They feel scared. They are that gazelle in the savannah and feel like there's that lion on their back. And they never ever really get outside of this need because it's really, really difficult to do so. And it doesn't matter if there's an actual physical threat. If you are feeling scared and threatened in some way, shape, or form, safety is where you will hang out. When you're able to start moving up to the next level, guess what? You start to go to your social needs, such as reaching out to a mentor to help you get past the safety needs, joining a course, being part of a community that helps you to build up your video muscles. And once your social needs are met, then you move on to your esteem needs. And this is where the confidence starts to come in. So as you're making your practice videos, your confidence, your esteem starts to grow, and you're no longer worrying about your safety needs. You're no longer worrying about your social needs. And really, it's just about gaining that confidence when you're on camera. And last but definitely not least is the self-actualization stage of Maslow's wonderful needs. And this stage is where your personality really starts to shine through. But consider this, you have to go through the other stages in order to reach this last stage. So the fear you may be feeling right now is 100% natural, and you can move through it. And once getting on camera and making videos stops being a fearful thing, then you get to start to play. Then you get to shine. Then you get to share amazing videos with your dream clients and enjoy the fruits of your labor. I absolutely adore Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and it really, really speaks to the journey that you're on right now.
So what is fear trying to keep you safe from when there's no lion chasing you and no bear knocking at your door? Well, it can be any number of things, and it will be specific to you. Some common things around fear include the fear of failure, that you're afraid to be seen as a failure at doing this. Another one can come from the fear of success, the fear of actually being good at something, which is so crazy to me, but it happens to so many of us. That fear that you actually could live up to your potential. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. There's the fear of rejection, that people are not going to like you. There's a fear of commitment, if you can believe it. And I'm not talking about marriage and things like that, but if you're committing to making videos, committing to saying, I am this person, that can be a scary thing too. And let's not forget the old fear of public speaking thing. Except with video, we now have a lens capturing every single moment of it. It can be really scary. Public speaking is listed as one of the top fears that people face. So I have a question for you, because fear operates under two different guises. The first question I have for you is, what does your video fear keep you safe from? So I want you to think about that. What does your video fear keep you safe from? Does it keep you safe from trolls online? Say you're an introvert, those haters online, you're a private person, not living up to your full potential. Food for thought, and I will have this question for you to ponder in the sweet sheet PDF below. And the flip side of that question is, what is your video fear holding you back from? Ooh, it's a good one. Both of those, I love those questions. But what is it holding you back from? So what are the amazing things that video could bring to your life that you are actually keeping from your life by not doing video? What are those amazing, wonderful doors that it opens up to you in your business? Food for thought. And yes, I will have some writing exercises for you on both of these questions in your PDF sweet sheet. So don't avoid it. Don't avoid it. No, don't let that video fear just keep you from doing this. Okay. They're really, really important writing exercises for you. Eleanor Roosevelt said this lovely quote, which is, "Do one thing every day that scares you." And it is so freaking true when it comes to video. I even did a blog on this because it's honestly, it's so true. The best way to deal with the video fear is to actually work yourself through it, go through practice videos, face it head on, because it gets better as you go along. The fear of making videos is the worst at the very beginning. That is when it's the absolute worst. And on the other side of fear is, for most entrepreneurs, actually some fun and empowerment and joy. You just need to work yourself through the uncomfortable fear that comes at the beginning of this process. It is possible to work through it, but you have to do the work. So to sum up this lovely lesson on fear, fear can manifest in front of the camera as if you are a gazelle in the savannah with a lion on your tail. Fear can serve as a protection to keep you safe. Fear doesn't know how to discriminate between actual physical peril or a threat to your psychological, emotional, spiritual status quo. You learned all about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, wasn't that so cool? And the transformation process from fear into fabulous. Love Maslow. Okay, that's it. Fear. Whew, scary, right? All right, head on down and download your PDF sweet sheets and get on these writing exercises, because I think you're gonna get a lot of value out of them. You're gonna learn a thing or two, and then go on over to the Facebook group and share what you've discovered about your fear when it comes to making videos. All right, that's all I got for you on fear. Head on to the next video, and of course, dream up.